Hallelujah! My book is in the stores. So how does one go about promoting their first novel? Should I do it myself? I hear that's the only realistic way to get out the word.
I have mixed feelings about self-promotion. The truth is, book sales are dependent upon your publisher. You can promote the heck out of a book, but you're not going to get anywhere if there aren't any books in the stores. So my advice is to ask your publisher how many books they're shipping, then self-promote realistically. The truth is, most authors would be better off spending their time writing the next book than self-promoting the first one published. Certainly, no one thinks their book gets enough attention from the publisher. I did some self-promoting with my first books. Before I built my own mailing list, I used a promotional company in New Jersey that had a good reader mailing list. I sent out postcards to people on that list advertising my book. Just know that none of this comes inexpensively.
Do you ever use a book publicist? What exactly do they do?
I've tried hiring publicists and have had varying degrees of success. Sometimes I felt it would have been less painful to simply flush the money down the toilet. I've been happiest when my goals were very specific, such as hiring someone to run a satellite radio tour for me, or hiring a local media escort to get me second-tier media in his area.
How much does a publicist cost if I want to hire one myself?
It's hard to say how much a publicity campaign costs these days. There are many routes to take when publicizing a book, including print, radio, television, or simply a press kit. The amount of work involved determines the fee. Perhaps the best answer would be to think of publicity like a restaurant menu. If you order only the appetizer, the cost is low, but with wine and a steak, it escalates. In short, you get what you pay for. Sometimes.
My book is going to be published by a small press with an even smaller advertising budget. What do you suggest I do to publicize my book myself?
I recommend starting a small website where readers can sign up for your mailing list, email you, read a small excerpt from your book, and find out where you'll be signing. I have one now, and it's very successful. I also suggest sending out postcards announcing your book to prospective readers, and make sure your website address is on it. Again, understand that this small press will probably give you a small print run and limited distribution, so promote realistically.
What is a book tour like?
It's very time-consuming, and I hate the flying part, but I love meeting my readers. A 2-week book tour takes 4 weeks out of your life. The week before you go, you have to get your roots done and bleach your teeth and shop for new clothes because the old ones don't fit anymore since you've been eating nonstop from publication day jitters. And when you're done with the tour, you're so freaked out from the bizarre narcissistic experience of doing nothing but talking about yourself 24/7. It takes a week for your mind to resume functioning. The first thing I do when I get back from tour is get dressed in a pair of sweats. Then I go to the grocery store to normalize. When you tour with your first book or your early books, you arrive at some bookstore in a mall in the middle of nowhere and they sit you at a card table. You sit there thinking about what you will have for lunch and pray that at least one person will stop by and get a book. You stay in crappy hotels, you're in a new city every day, there's no free time, and either the planes are late or you're driving yourself to the next stop 7 hours away. It's a little like a wedding. Lots of planning, lots of excitement, and something always goes wrong. I've arrived at stores where there were 700 people there for the signing and only 43 copies of the book. I've had signings where it was 105 degrees outside and readers were forced to wait in the sun, no bathroom, no water. I had an event in Trenton where we thought maybe 1,500 people would show up, max. Over 3,000 showed, possibly more. We couldn't fit anyone else in the building. I signed from 1 in the afternoon until 9 a.m. the next morning. In the end, though, all you really remember,
the website.
Do you think a website or a newsletter is essential to publicizing a book? I'm not sure I can afford either.
I think both of these are very important elements to a writer's career. Keep in mind, you don't have to have a site like mine or a newsletter like mine when you first start out. These things grow with your career. Start with a small basic site, your book, your email, your mailing list, etc. Pay for the domain name. It's something you will keep